Developers of the Donlin Creek Gold Mine are now seeking a new set of partners to support their project. With exploration complete, Donlin is now looking to secure a transportation route for their supplies. Their current plan calls for a new port facility in the lower Kuskokwim, but they'll need to secure some land agreement first. Shane Iverson from Member Station KYUK in Bethel reports.
The proposed mine site is found near the Kuskokwim River, about 200 windy river miles above Bethel. But somewhere near Bethel, Donlin is going to need some space. That's where they plan to unload supplies off their large ocean-going barges and onto smaller barges, barges that can navigate the shallow Kuskokwim. So they're contacting some of the bigger players operating in the region.
The letter went out to Bethel Native Corporation, City of Bethel, Crowley, Linden, the Village Corporation for Napakiak. It also went out to Chilista.
Mary Sattler handles public relations for the project.
This isn't just landowners. This is entities that could provide services.
What Donlin says it needs at a minimum is a 16-acre port with room to service an ocean barge and a river barge at the same time. The port will also need room for storage and building facilities. The formal document they're sending out is called a request for expressions of interest.
Basically, it's just letting people know that we are interested in any potential port services that can be provided for the lower part of the river, basically the vicinity of Bethel.
Who that partner is will have a big impact on who benefits financially in the lower Kuskokwim area. The city of Bethel has by far the largest port in the region, but not large enough to accommodate Donlin traffic along with its current traffic. Sattler says developers will be looking to anyone that wants to become a partner.
We haven't entered into any negotiations with anyone. There's nothing official happening yet. We just want to find out what land is available and who might be interested in partnering with us in the future.
Donlin wrapped up decades worth of exploration at the site, but the timeline for development has been pushed back several years as they look for a cheaper energy source. This summer, they explored a route for a possible gas line coming from Cook Inlet. Sattler says the current plan is to begin the permitting process at the end of 2011. Donlin estimates that will take at least 3 to 4 years.
At that stage, we'll be looking much more seriously at getting a port so that we can look at construction.
Donlin is a joint venture between Barrick Gold and NovaGold, as well as the Chilista Corporation and the Kuskokwim Corporation. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.